Haar naam is Rochelle Grant, die liedse naam is Toon My Liefde, prachtige muziek op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM, op een prachtige ochtend in die Kaapse Skiereiland. My naam is Rose Batsubani en ek is hier by Forest Village Leadership Academy in Eerste Rivier en ek is omring deur, ek weet nie, ek voel so geïntimideerd deur al die hoofde, deur al die hoofde rondom my, luister, hier is hoogsgeleerde mense, ek voel so klein, maar okay, kom ons laat gaan maar, ek het vijf. Prachtige mense rondom my, dit is natuurlijk die hoofde van onderscheidelik Westpoort Primair in Mitchell's Plain. Ons het ook die hoofd van Melton Primair en ook Deputy President van die PPA, ons gaan net maar daarover gesels. Dan ook die hoofd van Palm Park Primair, die hoofd van Blackheath Primair en dan die hoofd, onze hostess vandag hier. Ons gaan sommer met haar begin, mevrou Wendy Verlander, en sy is die hoofd hier by Forest Village Leadership Academy. Ms. Verlander, thank you very much for allowing us. What a wonderful school you have here. It is, it's incredible. I mean, we've been through the Cape Peninsula for the past couple of weeks and we've seen, you know, we've interacted with principals, Principal Hendricks, for example. And this initiative that is called, or rather this organization called Beyond the Edge Tutoring. When did you start getting involved with this particular project?
Brand new school still, so just finding people who could take up the challenge of intervention and bringing it to the community was our start and our journey with On Edge tutoring.
As a principal, I'm sure that you've encountered that there has, I hope, been a bit of a change. Talk to us a little bit about how Beyond the Edge has helped you as a principal to facilitate some change in your school.
So I think most importantly for me, Rosebud, was just to bring the support and the intervention to the school. Before, a lot of our parents, where they were children who were struggling academically, had to travel outside of East Rivier. And most of our parents work on Saturday morning, so it's difficult, you know, to put a child on a taxi or a train and to travel out and go and find the necessary intervention. So On Edge has brought that facility to the community and allow children to come and study in an environment that is close to their homes where they can walk and they can be safe. The impact has been tremendous because more children can come and join those groups. It's not just your select few, it's accessible to a large portion of our community.
And then, of course, the voice of Mrs. Wendy Verlander, and she is the principal at Forest Village Leadership Academy. I've also got with me Mr. Johnson, who is taking care of Blackheath Primary. Sir, do you know, last week the principal from Mossel Bay made a very interesting comment. He said that this is not only for kids who are struggling, but also for kids who are actually doing well and want to improve their marks. Has it been your experience that parents do bring the kids that where they want the marks to improve, or is it mostly the kids who are struggling academically?
I think it's a little bit of both, but you must understand now the priority in the country is to get access to tertiary because mathematics and English, and the emphasis in Edmund's program is basically on language, it's mathematics, and good marks in maths get you into any program. So, yes, to a certain extent, some people want it. Learners to improve, not only from a low base, but some even from some very average students. If they receive special tuition, they can excel and enter into what they call the selection program to the university. That has been my experience. But for me, the important part of Edmund's program is his emphasis on the disadvantaged communities. That is his focus, and he started at our school with being a donor to the school with his envelopes through many, many years, and for that we thank him. Edward and On the Edge will always be associated with envelopes. So thank you very much for that, Edmund, and On the Edge. But you guys are really making a difference in very, very disadvantaged communities. Our ratios in the schools have gone up, and that means some of our children do need special attention. And On the Edge provide the edge in that case. Thank you very much.
You see, we have been talking about the impact that Edmund and his team have had, and it's been incredible that the message throughout has been the same, that there has been improvement in the marks of the children. Ms. February, you are the principal of Melton Primary, and you're also deputy president of the PPA. In that capacity, how do you see Beyond the Edge making an impact to the work that you're doing?
Thank you so much, Rosebud. The PPA is an organization who fully stands and work for upliftment of the disadvantaged communities, schools and the learners. And we also believe that every learner can do something in school, whether it's on his pace, whether it's fast, whether it's slow, but they can work. And that's where Edmund comes in. Edmund has a heart of gold. He understands our vision. And he's all for improving, because improving a child improves the community, improves the country ultimately. And we also, from PPA side, is that we have a different breed of parents nowadays. We have parents that working parents, they get younger all the time, and they don't necessarily have the skills to work with the kids at home. And that is where Edmund and his team comes in, just to give that extra support and that intervention on a Saturday or after school. And for our teachers as well, because they sometimes just need an extra somebody next to me to say, I'm not walking alone, because it's not an easy road for the teacher or the principal. And I've listened to Edmund many a times. It's not just he can give input on various levels in a school, whether it's on a post-level 1, post-level 2, post-level 3, even as a principal. And I think that combination can work at schools. And like Mr. Johnson also mentioned now, that sometimes we have the wrong interpretation of the word intervention, because we believe that we must intervene whenever a child is not performing, but that's not the meaning of the word intervention. It means that you intervene where help is needed. And sometimes the clever kids get to a point where I'm not getting stimulated. I don't know what to do at school or in the classroom anymore. There's nothing else that I can do. And that is where Beyond the Edge also comes in. It's just to tell that child, listen, you're capable of more. Let's go into a deeper critical thinking level and things like that. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ms. February. And last week we were at Westport Primary School in Mitchell's Plain, and Mr. Hendricks, we said that it looks like voting day. At your school, it did look a little bit like voting day. The outcome, the attendance here has been incredible. There have been so many parents that have attended here. What is your message to parents who are listening at this moment, and you know, who kind of should we not get involved? What is the message from your experience and what you've seen?
Well, I would, from a personal level, I can say that this program works. You know, my daughter was struggling in matric. She was failing. And on a personal note, I could say that when I encountered Beyond the Edge and, you know, spoke to Edmund, she did the life skills course, and that helped her. And she could pass at the end of the year with a bachelor's. So personally, I can attest to the fact that this works. You know, it's not somebody as a tutor in a class who just talks to the children. It's a one-on-one. You know, parents are involved in it. And so if there are parents that are really, you know, in two minds about the, you know, joining up, I would say, you know, get rid of that thinking. Come down to Forest Village. I mean, there's an opportunity now to register, because I can, on a personal level, say this works, and it worked for my child. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And then last but not the least, we've got Mr. Meisenheimer. He's the principal at Palm Park Primary School, also here in East River. Sir, you've also, obviously, your school has been involved in this project, and you have seen the results, I believe, of you know, what Beyond the Edge has been doing for the kids. Do you have any final comments, just to conclude our conversation here today, in encouragement to schools that are maybe not yet participating, principals that are kind of thinking about it, not quite sure, or even, you know, parents that are wondering, you know, how is this possibly going to benefit me? Your final thoughts to wrap up our conversation.
Yes. It is true that education does not start and end within the classroom.
beyond the classroom and the four walls of that building, there's a lot of education taking place. And once you collaborate with organizations like Beyond the Edge, and kids learn from different role models within the community, they encounter these people that they look up to, and it cultivates a very fertile ground for achievement, for success, for learners that can see beyond the township, beyond the railway lines, so to speak. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for our learners to come join here. And also then grow with the peers, grow with the organization, and ultimately, as the name would say, beyond the edge of your community, beyond the edge of your township, there are opportunities like tertiary institutions, TVET colleges, etc., etc. And I would like to encourage this to grow much bigger than it is currently. I know there are hundreds of learners inside here, which shows the huge attendance here, which is testimony to the reach of this organization. But one would, if it is at all possible, practically possible, encourage all learners from all schools to come and join in this program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm inspired by everything that you have said, and I think, again, we've spoken about this a couple of times, that education is not just the responsibility of the teachers and the principals at the school. It is also the responsibility of each parent. And I do encourage parents to get involved, to take a little bit of interest in your, a lot of interest actually, in your child's education, and contact Beyond the Edge and hear how they can help you if your child is one of those that are struggling at the moment with their marks. It's Radio Tigerberg 104FM. My name is Rose Botswane. My great pleasure to be with you today. And of course, we're broadcasting from Forest Village Academy, Leadership Academy in Kells, in East River, rather. I live in Kells River, but we are in East River. I've been speaking to five highly, highly educated and skilled people. Now,